Matt Laurie's got a couple at each of those meetings. He joins us on the line on the Early Mail this morning. Good morning, Matty.
Hey, how are you?
I'm going all right, buddy. All right, there's a bit going on in the stable today. What's your best for the punters?
Icelandic. I think she's pretty smart.
Miss Icelandic, $3 in the early market at tab.com.au.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Miss Icelandic is going to win again. Miss Icelandic, two links on Galica.
The Early Mail.
Yes, we're down $3.50, says the Prez, in the spreadsheet for May. So we need to do something about that in the last couple of days. We've got some work to do, and we are racing today at Pakenham on the plastic, the synthetic, the wax, the poly. So no grass action to speak of today. But when you're under the pump, you go to people you can trust around these parts when you're looking for a winner. And we trust Johnny Sadler. He's our man, and he's ready to get us a winner this morning. Good morning, Johnny.
Good on you, Daniel. Flattery will get you everything, mate.
We hope like hell it will, Johnny. We hope like hell it will. How's your world? You okay?
Yeah, all good. All good here, Daniel. Cold, but good.
Righto. Well, let's find a winner for us if you can. We need some help. We're paddling just a little bit. You got four for us today on the synthetic. Race one, number 12, Snick, is second up today. Had plenty of work on the synthetic in its first campaign. Second up today, as I mentioned. What are we thinking?
Slight query about the synthetic. The run the other night was really good. She didn't have any luck at all. And I would say at quite good odds that she's a definite place chance without saying she can win. There's big rap on the unraced horse, Daniel, horse of Greg Urell's.
Oh, I get better link number two, right on.
Quite a good rap on that. So, but anyway, I'd be hoping and expecting Snick to be placed.
Righto, well, that's race one, number 12. $12, the early markets for the win, so that's about $3 a place, or thereabouts.
Yep.
At the tab, so we'll keep an eye on that. Race four, number 7, Tiz Jammy, is hoping to break the maiden today. He's had sort of stop-start campaigns for you, or was it not for you, Johnny?
Yeah, taken a long time, this horse, Daniel. He's a nice horse. He was disappointing the other night, first up on the wet ground. Didn't appear to appreciate it at all. I would have thought he was probably our best for the day. He's drawn well this time. He'll be able to take a handier position than he's been able to in his first few starts. So, and blinkers on, I expect a nice improvement. So, without being a good thing, I think he's a very good chance of winning.
Well, that's race four, number 7, Tiz Jammy. $4 in the early markets. That's good for us. Race five, number 6, Sparkling Blues, is back in action. First up today. Now, if we look through its first up campaign, first up, 4 starts, 2 wins and a placing, Johnny. This is good business, surely.
Well, she's a mare from Perth. She's having a first start for me. She was bought by Eddie Hirsch and the Salinitri boys that do most of Eddie's training, had her for about 5 or 6 runs. Now, she won one of them, but she never really ever ran up to a Perth form. She's got a couple of runs in Perth in listed grade that are very good. There's a query on her. I've felt that since I've had her, she's worked well, and I'm pleased with her. I'm hopeful that she can lead all the way in this race.
All right, that's race 5, number 6, Sparkling Blue. And your last runner, John, race 8, number 3, Fairy Spirit, who has won on the Pakenham Synthetic over the mile. Last campaign he did that. Can he do it again today?
He's a horse that's had wins, and his performances on the all-weather have been, his 2 runs were terrific. He was very unlucky to be beaten. His first run on the all-weather, then his second run, Craig Williams rode him, and he absolutely bolted in. But for some unknown reason, he just doesn't go on the grass at all. So first 2 runs this time in haven't been inspiring, but if he can get back to that form on the poly, and obviously he is back on the poly, he'd be a winning chance.
All right, 4.40 for race 8, number 3. Johnny, you've said it before, but just for the promo, your best today for the punters?
Tiz Jammy,
$4. Race 4, number 7, our winner today. Good luck to you as always, mate. I really appreciate your time. Go get him.
It's always a pleasure, Daniel.
You're a good man. John Sadler with us for the early mile. Race 4, number 7, Tiz Jammy, $4 in the early markets at tab.com.au.